The next LOS is to distinguish between a finance lease and an operating lease from the perspective of the lessor and the lessee. Under IFRS, the classification of a lease is determined by the economic substance of the transaction. If substantially all the rights and risks of ownership are transferred to the lessee, the lease is treated as a finance lease. Circumstances that require a lease to be treated as a finance lease include: title to the leased asset is transferred to the lessee at the end of the lease. The lessee can purchase the leased asset for a price that is significantly lower than the fair value of the asset at some future date. The lease term covers a major portion of the asset's economic life. The present value of the lease payments is substantially equal to the fair value of the leased asset. Or the leased asset is so specialized that only the lessee can use the asset without significant modifications. Under U.S. GAAP, the criteria are conceptually similar, but are more specific than under IFRS. A lessee must treat a lease as a capital lease if any of the following criteria are met: title to the leased asset is transferred to the lessee at the end of the lease period. A bargain purchase option permits the lessee to purchase the leased asset for a price that is significantly lower than the fair market value of the asset at some future date. The lease period is 75% or more of the asset's economic life. Or the present value of the lease payments is 90% or more of the fair value of the leased asset. A lease not meeting any of these criteria is classified as an operating lease. Lessees often prefer operating leases because no liability is reported. Recall that with a finance lease, the lessee reports both an asset and a liability on the balance sheet. From the lessor's perspective, the lease is also classified as either an operating lease or a finance lease. Under IFRS, classification by the lessor is the same as the lessee's. That is, if substantially all the rights and risks of ownership are transferred to the lessee, the lease is treated as a finance lease. Otherwise, the lease is treated as an operating lease. Under U.S. GAAP, if any one of the capital lease criteria for lessees is met, and the collectability of lease payments is reasonably certain, and the lessor has substantially completed performance, the lessor must treat the lease as a capital lease. Otherwise, the lessor will treat the lease as an operating lease. With an operating lease, the lessor recognizes rental income and continues to report and depreciate the leased asset on its balance sheet. With a capital or finance lease, the lessor removes the leased asset from the balance sheet and replaces it with a lease investment account called a lease receivable. The next LOS requires us to determine the initial recognition, initial measurement, and subsequent measurement of finance leases. The treatment of a lease as either an operating lease or finance lease determines whether the lease is reported on the balance sheet, how the lease expense is recognized in the income statement, and the classification of the lease payments on the cash flow statement. At the inception of an operating lease, the balance sheet is unaffected. No asset or liability is reported by the lessee. During the term of the lease, rent expense equal to the lease payment is recognized in the lessee's income statement. In the cash flow statement, the lease payment is reported as an outflow from operating activities. At the inception of a finance lease, the lower of the present value of the future minimum lease payments or the fair value of the leased asset is recognized as both an asset and as a liability on the lessee's balance sheet. Over the term of the lease, the asset is depreciated in the income statement and interest expense is recognized. Interest expense is equal to the lease liability at the beginning of the period multiplied by the lease interest rate. In the cash flow statement, the lease payment is separated into its interest and principal components. Just as with any amortizing loan, the principal portion of the lease payment is equal to the total payment minus the interest portion. Under U.S. GAAP, interest paid is reported in the cash flow statement as an outflow from operating activities, and the principal payment is reported as an outflow from financing activities. A finance lease results in a reported asset and a liability. Consequently, turnover ratios that use total or fixed assets in their denominators will be lower when a lease is treated as a finance lease as compared to an operating lease. For the same reason, return on assets will also be lower for finance leases. Most importantly, leverage ratios, such as the debt-to-assets ratio and the debt-to-equity ratio, will be higher with finance leases than with operating leases because of the reported liability. The balance sheet payment due within the next year is reported as a current liability on the lessee's balance sheet. This reduces the lessee's current ratio and working capital. Because the liability for an operating lease does not appear on the lessee's balance sheet, operating leases are sometimes referred to as off-balance sheet financing activities. Operating income will be higher for companies that use finance leases relative to companies that use operating leases. With an operating lease, the entire lease payment is an operating expense, while for a finance lease, only the depreciation of the leased asset, not the interest portion of the lease payment, is treated as an operating expense. Total cash flow is unaffected by the accounting treatment of a lease. If the lease is treated as an operating lease, then the total cash payment reduces cash flow from operations. If the lease is treated as a finance lease, then only the portion of the lease payment that is considered interest expense reduces cash flow from operations. The part of the lease payment considered repayment of principal reduces cash flow from financing activities. From the lessor's perspective, a capital lease under U.S. GAAP is treated as either a sales-type lease or a direct financing lease. If the present value of the lease payments exceeds the carrying value of the asset, the lease is treated as a sales-type lease. If the present value of the lease payments is equal to the carrying value, the lease is treated as a direct financing lease. IFRS does not distinguish between a sales-type lease and a direct financing lease. However, similar treatment to a sales-type lease is allowed under IFRS for finance leases originated by manufacturers or dealers. In this case, the present value of the lease payments likely exceeds the carrying value of the asset. A sales-type lease is treated as if the lessor sold the asset for the present value of the lease payments and provided a loan to the buyer in the same amount. Sales-type leases are typical when the lessor is a manufacturer or dealer because the cost or balance sheet value of the leased asset is usually less than its fair value. At the inception of the lease, the lessor recognizes a sale equal to the present value of the lease payments and cost of goods sold equal to the carrying value of the asset. Just as with a normal sales transaction, the difference between the sales price and cost of goods sold is gross profit. The asset is removed from the balance sheet, and a lease receivable is created equal to the present value of the lease payments. As the lease payments are received, the principal portion of the payment reduces the lease receivable, and the interest portion of the lease payment is recognized as interest income. The interest portion of each lease payment is equal to the lease receivable at the beginning of the period, multiplied by the lease interest rate. In the cash flow statement, the interest portion of the lease payment is reported as an inflow from operating activities, and the principal reduction is reported as an inflow from investing activities, just as with an amortizing loan. In a direct financing lease, no gross profit is recognized by the lessor at the inception of the lease. Because the present value of the lease payments is equal to the carrying value of the leased asset, the lessor is simply providing a financing function to the lessee. In this case, the lessor is not usually a manufacturer or dealer, but has purchased the asset from a third party. At the inception of the lease, the lessor removes the asset from its balance sheet and creates a lease receivable in the same amount. As the lease payments are received, the principal portion of each payment reduces the lease receivable. In the income statement, the lessor recognizes interest income over the term of the lease. The interest portion of each lease payment is equal to the lease receivable at the beginning of the period multiplied by the interest rate. In the cash flow statement, The interest portion of the lease payment is reported as an inflow from operating activities, and the principal reduction is reported as an inflow from investing activities. If the lease is treated as an operating lease, the lessor simply recognizes the lease payment as rental income. In addition, the lessor will keep the leased asset on its balance sheet and depreciate it over its useful life.